CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Residents were able to return home today after a fire in Monte Vista in the San Luis Valley burned 10 homes Wednesday. Deputy Chief Paul Durante from the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control credited fire crews and volunteer firefighters for preventing more damage to neighborhoods.
There was an opportunity for things to be very bad. A couple hours ago, we had a little bit of break in the wind, so we were able to get that forward progress stopped.
It's not clear how many people evacuated or how many homes were lost. Fire danger remains high throughout the area. COVID-19 hospitalizations are up in Colorado for the first time in 3 months. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The latest numbers posted weekly on the state's dashboard show there are now 88 coronavirus patients hospitalized in the state's hospitals. It's the first increase since mid-January. That's when the Omicron wave was cresting at a far higher level at more than 1,600. The 7-day test positivity rate has continued to tick up and is now at 4.8%. It's the highest figure in a month. The highly contagious BA2 subvariant is now dominant, accounting for 3/4 of all cases as of late March, the latest data available. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Ball Arena will host its first game of the NBA playoffs tonight when the Denver Nuggets take on the visiting Golden State Warriors. The Nuggets lost the first two games of the series in San Francisco. The first team to reach 4 wins will advance to the second round of the playoffs. Tip-off for Game 3 is at 8 tonight. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.